Today's daf is Chulin daf Nun Beis. And we are 9 lines from the bottom of daf Nun Aleph Amid Beis, Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Shmuel. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Rufu Shalema, Vachava Miriam Basmalka Freda, and Shloima Ben Chayaleah. So we're moving along in Perek Elu Treifas, dealing with the Treifas, specifically the Treifa of Nefula. So this part of the sugya began in the latter part of the previous daf. It's based on, obviously, the Mishnah, which mentions that in the event that an animal falls from the roof, the halacha is, it would be a treifa. Stating that, we saw there's a whole Shulchan Aruch that governs exactly how these halachas work. Number one, there's an idea that we wait 24 hours to see how exactly the animal reacts. If it looks like the animal is okay, just because it fell, we don't necessarily assume that this animal became a treifa. We saw different permutations in terms of what if the animal walks, what if the animal stands up, what if the animal stretched out a hand or a leg to stand up, what if it thought about stretching out a hand or a leg to get up. These were some of the things that were discussed very much in the previous daf. Today's daf is very much a continuation, although we're going to shift our attention from the behemoth that fell to the oif, to the bird that fell. Now, just based on the physical metzias of the bird, it's a much weaker animal than is the behemoth. And as a result, the dynamics of a bird falling versus a behemoth falling, you could see would be different. Additionally, birds fly as opposed to animals that they're hoylech al arba. That too would make for some technical differences. Either way, the first part of today's daf is going to be super technical, bullet point style. You don't see this every day. We're going to have like 25 different halachas mentioned on 25 or so lines. Very much a continuation of yesterday's daf. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Oif Shenech Bat Apnei Amayim, if there was a bird that was flying and then it flew downwards towards the sea and it crashed into the sea. As long as you see it swim a little bit after impact, how much does it have to swim? So if it's a foot tall, it would have to swim a foot. That's enough for us to assume that there was no risuk evarin. You don't have to be concerned that the animal's a treifa. Stating that, said Rav Yehuda in the name of Shmuel, this is only true. If it swam upstream, but let's say it swam downstream, then you don't necessarily have any proof in the fact that it was able to swim that you see it has its strength, because it could be it's not doing anything. To the contrary, the water is taking it on a little bit of a ride, and as a result, that is not necessarily a sign of it being healthy. Let's say the water is still, it's not moving at all, then it doesn't matter if you're going upstream or downstream, because if the water is calm, in any direction that you go, it would be a sign that everything is okay. Let's say you're going downstream, but it just so happens there's wood that's also in the water, and it's also being taken by the stream, and the oif is ahead of the wood, Hakadme, that also would be a sign that everything is okay. Because now you can't simply attribute the fact that it's swimming to, oh, it's the stream. Because the wood is also being taken by the stream. And you see the oif is a little bit ahead of the wood. Must be that the reason that the oif is doing what it's doing is because everything is okay. Glima Masia Hashina. In the event that you have four pegs, this is old school, and there's a garment of some sorts that is spread out on the four pegs. So the four corners of the garment are attached to the four pegs respectively. In the event that it's mosiach, it's stretched out very tautly, it's like very, very stretched, well then the halach is, if a bird would fall on it, you would have to be chayesh that maybe there was a risuk evarim. Because if you stretch it very, very much, it becomes hard, and as a result, it's a very challenging impact, and you have to be chayesh that something's going on. Let's say it's loy mosiach, loy chashinon, in that case you don't have to be worried, it's because it's a softer landing. In the event that this glima was doubled, so you took it and you folded it over, so then the halach is, you never have to be chayesh. And the reason is because even if you make it mosiach, it's not going to be so mosiach, and it's for that reason it's going to be okay. So if you want the beged to be really taut, it would have to be one layer, but the minute you fold it over, at that point it's not perfectly taut. So you don't have to see, is it Masiach? It's not Masiach. In all situations, it's going to be okay. Isla u'mekarvi kitri. In the event that you have a net, and the net has little knots inside of it, and the knots are close to each other, right? So if you think of a net, you think of the little holes in the net. So the kitri are the parts that are the actual fabric of the net, to the extent that they're close to each other. If a oif would land, nosedive into it, the halach is, you would have to be chayesh. And the reason is because that's considered hard, and therefore there's a concern that something happened. But in the event that there's a lot of space between the kitri, so then it's not so hard, you don't have to be concerned. Kisna the ovid betune chayshinon. In the event that a bird would fall on top of bundles of flax, bundles of pishtan, you would have to be chayish. The high gisa loy chayshinon. If, however, it wouldn't make direct impact, Rashi says it would fall a little bit to the side, so it wouldn't go mamish straight in middle of the bundles of flax, but it would hit it on the sides. In that case, you wouldn't have to be chayish. Rashi explains. He says the reason is because if it falls in the middle, so then it's boom. You have to be worried then, who knows, it might have broken a leg. If, however, it hits it on the side, so then we assume the impact wasn't so aggressive. In fact, what probably happened was it hit it and then it slid off. So the brunt of it is not so bad, and for that reason, it's not going to be okay. In fact, that idea of making direct impact where there's nowhere to move after the impact versus you hit it, but then you're able to slide a little bit, is going to be a rule that the Bryce is going to mention at the very, very end of all these halachas as a klal gadol when it comes to understanding this. So usually when you think of the klal gadol, you're thinking of the more obvious klal, which we've seen already. How hard or how soft was the impact? But there's another thing to take into consideration. So even if the fall happens on something hard, but to the extent that there's wiggle room, literally, right, you could assume that it slid off it a little bit, that would also be okay. And this is the way Rashi explains the difference between where if it makes direct impact into the center, into the eye of the storm, the eye of the bundle of flax, versus it was the haigisa or the haigisa. Isur yasa chayshinan. In the event that an oif would fall on top of a bundle of reeds, you'd have to be concerned. Kisna the doyek the nafetz leichashina. In the event that it fell on top of flax, but the flax was already beaten and it was already combed. So doyek means it was beaten. Nafetz means it was combed. So at that point, even though we said earlier, kisna the avid betune chashinan, but to the extent that it's dayak for nafetz, at that point it's ready loy chashinan. What if it's dayak for loy nafetz? Let's say it was only beaten, but it wasn't combed. Chashinan, you have to be concerned. The avid bizri. In the event, the oif fell on top of pishtan that was beaten, and it was also combed, but they were very, very small bundles. So it was bundled together, but it was agudos ketanos, they're very, very small. So there the halach is kiven the ikko be kitri chayshina, being that there's knots in that little bundle, over there you have to be concerned. So again, if it falls on top of these bundles of flax, if it makes perfect contact with it, you have to be concerned. The high gisa, then you don't have to be concerned. If it's beaten and combed, then even if it makes direct contact, you vaita don't have to be concerned. If, however, the bundles were small, then even if it's beaten or it's combed, kiven de'ikabe kitri chayshinan, you have to be concerned. Daksa chayshinan. So daksa, Rashi says, that is some of the psoilus of the pishtan. So as the pishtan is being combed, so some of it is being thrown away, right? So if it falls on top of the daksa, you have to be concerned. There's another part of the psoilus that's called the dakdaksa. So all the psoilus of the pishtan can be divided into two groups. What's called the daksa and the dakdaksa. Well, the daksa was a little harder, just the fabric of it. So as a result, in the event that it would fall on the daksa, you would have to be concerned. The dakdaksa is softer. You don't have to be concerned. Navra chayshinan. Navra is palm bast. So those are like the little vines that grow around the palm tree. So if a oif would fall on top of navra, you'd have to be concerned. Timchasa leichashinan. Timchasa is when the navra is taken and they make strings out of it. Once you make strings out of it, it becomes softer. In that case, leichashinan. Kitma nehila chayshinan. If a bird would fall on top of ashes, but it was kitma nehila, so kitma ashes. Nehila means sifted. They were sifted through. Chayshinan, you have to be concerned because when you sift it, you take out the soft parts of it, and as a result, it fell on something hard. If it wasn't sifta, you don't have to be concerned. If an oif would fall on top of sand that's very dark, it's very thin, you wouldn't have to be concerned. If they're bigger pieces, we are concerned. What would be if an oif would fall on top of just the regular dirt that you have on the ground? So sand, this is just the dirt. You have to be concerned. Tivnov avid bizga chashinon. In the event that an oif would fall on top of Tivna, Tevin is straw, and was Ovid Bizga, was made, Rashi says Bizga Chavilois, it was made into bundles, you would have to be concerned. Loi Ovid Bizga, if it just falls on straw, but it's not bundled, so it's softer, the bundles hardens it, so then Loi Chashinu, you'd have to be concerned. Chite v'choldiminayu Chashinu. If the bird would fall on top of wheat, or any one of the five grains that are similar to wheat, Rashi says Kigoin Shifain, that would be an example, rye. So if it would fall on wheat or rye, you would have to be concerned because the nature of Chitin and anything similar to Chitin is that it's hard. What would be if it fell on top of Sa'irin or anything similar to Sa'irin? There too, the halacha would be Chai Shinon. Kol mine kitniyos. What about kitniyos? Of Pesach fame. You don't have to worry about Labar mi rubya, with the exception of fenugreek. And this is, of course, of Rosh Hashanah. No one knows what this is, by the way, but this is, of course, of Rosh Hashanah simanim fame. Chimtzi, peas, ein behem mishum risukei varim. Chifzi, chickpeas, right? Don't confuse your peas with your chickpeas. Yesh by mishum risukei varim. Klalo de milsa, here's the rule. Kol midi de mishrik. Anything that in the event that there's a fall, it's going to slide off. Ein by mishum risukei varim. Loi mishrik, it's not going to fall off. Yesh by mishum risukei varim. The bottom line is, I can do with two rules, really, that will play themselves out. Number one, did it fall on something hard? Did it fall on something soft? Number two, when it falls, is there like nowhere for it to go, or does it slide off? Either way, we, as mentioned, as promised, a whole bunch of different halachas related to an oif making impact. Bottom line is, if you have this shayla, I would highly recommend you ask your local rabbi, because a lot of different details, a lot of different nuances as it relates to this halacha. Another halacha related to an oif falling. Dibuk. So Rashi says, what is dibuk gludabalaz? Or glubalaz. So dibuk is, the way Rashi explains further, is that sometimes a person would have a daf, a board, and he would put a little bit of glue on the board, and the birds would come, and they would attach themselves to the boards, and, you know, they would hang out over there. They would spatzir over there. Here's the question. What happens if a bird attached itself to the daf? So far, everything is okay. But what happened was the daf then came and it crashed onto the ground. So that nefila of the bird, is that something that's going to make the animal into a nefula? Or is that not something that's going to make the animal into a nefula? So Rav Ashi said it's going to be mutter. Amemar said it's going to be a problem. And the Gemara explains, b'chad gapa, in the event that only one of the wings of the bird is attached to the daf, the kulam, the pli, the shar, everybody else it's mutter. And the reason is because we say that there's one wing of the bird that's attached to the daf, but the other wing is not. So as it falls, it's going to be able to control the fall a little bit. It's not completely attached. So therefore, even though it's falling, but the other wing being free is going to allow it to somehow get out of the situation so that the fall won't be such that it's going to make it into an afu. Kipli, what then is the machlik? It's betray gapi if both of the wings were attached. The mandama that said, also who is that? Amemar. Amalach is going to tell you, hechinekum. What could it do to not get up? That's not the point, but to allow itself not to fall in such an aggressive way. Umandashari, the one that said, muta, who is that? Ravashi. Amalach is going to tell you, efshet the nekum ikfi the gapi. Because even though it's true, both of the wings are attached, but Rashi says it's only the feathers that are attached. The etzem wing, ikfi degapi, means the root of the wing. That's not attached. So it's not like it's completely immobile. So it has a little mobility, it's going to be okay. But either way, so we have a machloikas dibuk. Rav Ashi Shari Amemar Aser, the Gemara clarified that the machloikas is where both of the wings were attached. If, however, only one of the wings were attached, the kulamale pligi, there's no machloikis, everybody holds it's going to be mutter. Stating that, the ikad amri, there were those that had this in the reverse. Betray gapi, in the event that both wings were attached, kulamale pligi, everybody holds it's going to be aser. Because if both wings are attached, how's it going to get around? And we don't say, efshe de nekum ikvi de gapi. This lishna, nobody holds it as far. Ki pligi, what's the machloikis bechad gapi, where it was only one wing? Man, the shayin man says it's aser, amal achol tari efshe de parach bechad gapi. It still has one free wing. Man, the one that says it's aser. Kivon, the Bahai Loi Matzi Parach, being that one is not okay, Bahai Nami Loi Matzi Parach, meaning if you take away one of its wings at that point, you basically incapacitated this oif, and as a result, the fact that one wing is free is neither here nor there. What's the bottom line? Hilchisa betray gapi oser bechad gapa shari. So Rav Ashi shari amem are also two lashonis. What the machloikus is? The bottom line is some sort of yachloikus, some sort of pshara. Betray gapi. If both of the wings are tied, oser like a meimar. If it's only chad gapa, it's going to be mutter like Rav Ashi. And this concludes the first and lighter part of today's daf. Part two. So, going back to the Mishnah that went through all the different treifas, one of which was Nishtabru Roif Tzaloiseh Shal Behem. In the event that most of the ribs of the animal broke, that would be enough to render the animal into a treifa. So we're going to talk now about the ribs of an animal. It's going to be the majority of the balance of the daf. So just a tiny bit of introduction of Metzias that we have to know. Number one, we're going to see an animal has 26 ribs. 13 on one side, 13 on the other side. The 26 ribs could be divided into two groups. The 22 more crucial ribs, and then the four less crucial ribs. Additionally, what we need to know is that the ribs attach themselves to the shedra. They attach themselves to the spine, to the vertebrae of the spine. So, if you picture the animal, you have 13 ribs on one side that go from the bottom, the chazeh, the breast of the animal, towards the top or the back of the animal, and they attach themselves to the shedra. And then on the other side, you have the same exact thing. So again, what we need to know is that you have 26 ribs, but really 22 critical ribs, which have a big nafkamina in the laws of treifas. Additionally, the ribs themselves are divided half on one side, half on the other side, and they attach themselves on the top or on the back of the animal to the shedra, says the Gemara. The Mishnah had said that nishtabru roiv tzaloi sel shal behem. If most of the ribs of the animal are broken, then it becomes a treifa. So if not most of the ribs are broken, it's not yet a treifa. It's only if it's nishtabru roiv tzaloi sel. Tanu rabbanon, Elohim roiv tzaloi. The following is roiv tzaloi. Sheish mikan v'sheish mikan. If it was six on one side, six on the other side, achzes mikan v'achzes mikan. Or if it was 11 on one side and one on the other side. In other words, what's the braisa saying? The braisa is saying that what does it mean roiv tzaloi sel? It means 12 ribs. Now, is it 12 ribs? We just said there's 26 ribs. If there's 26 ribs, roiv would have to be more than 12. The teretz is, as we're about to see, the Gemara is going to clarify the braisa. So it's because when we talk about ribs in the context of treifas, we only care about the 22 primary ribs. So if we care about the 22 primary ribs, half of the 22 would be 11, right? If that's the case, what's roiv? Roiv would be 12. So nishtabru roiv tzaloi sel, look, the braisa is 12. What's the chiddush of the braisa? So that, right? That we're reckoning 22, we're not reckoning 26. Additionally, I don't care where the roiv are. It could be 6 on one side, 6 on the other side. It could be 11 on one side, 1 on the other side, right? It could be any permutation you're going to come up with. That's the whole point. I don't care. Number one, the cheshbin is 22, not 26. Number two, I don't care how the disbursement is. At the end of the day, as long as roiv of the 22 were in the shtaber, that would be the halach. Amar Zairi, Zairi added to this, umechetzion klap yeshed. It's also only true if the break happened in the upper part, the part or that's closer to the shedra. So you take the rib and you divide it into two. There's the lower part and there's the upper part. What we're concerned with is the upper part. Rabbi Chana said the name of the great Rabbi Yochanan. That the only ribs that we're counting are the tzloyes gedolos, the ones that have marach, right? The ones that have marrow, the ones that are zaftig, the ones that you want when you order ribs. But the point is that it's dafka those that we're counting, and that's why it's 22, and that's why it's not 26. Zok de Gemara. Omar Ula. Ula said, Ben Zakkai said, Nekru. What would be if the ribs didn't break, but rather they were Nekar? So we know what Nekar is. Ikur is one of the five halachas of Moshe Mitzina in the worlds of Shechita. That's regarding the Kohen and the Veshet. So Ikur means when something gets dislodged, it gets uprooted. So in the event that the ribs were Nekar. Now, Nekar from what? Nekar from the Shedra, because we only care about the Shedra part. So if it was Nekar from the Shedra, then Beroiv Tzadechot, said Ula, quoting Ben Zakkai, then you don't need Roiv of all the ribs. As long as it's Roiv of one side of the ribs, that alone would be enough. Now, how many ribs are there on one side? So 13. But how many matter? 11. What's Roiv of 11? 6, right? Half of 11 is 5.5. So what's Roiv at 6? So if 6 of them would already break, that would already be an issue. Nishtabru, it's Dafka. When it breaks, but Roiv Shneid Stadim, it has to be Roiv of both sides, which was the halacha of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon, Zem, Bein Nekru, Bein Nishtabru, Roiv Shneid Stadim. I don't care if it's Nishtabru, it's Nekru, the halacha is always going to be the same. In other words, a machlik is amiram. The Mishnah said Nishtabru. What about Nekru? Is Nekru different? Rabbi Yochanan said, no, there's no difference. He said, Bein Nekru, Bein Nishtabru. The halacha of the Mishnah is going to be the same. Ula, quoting Ben Zakkai, said, no, there actually is a chilek. If it's Nishtabru, then it has to be Roiv of the Tzlois. Nekru is worse. And because Nekru is worse, as long as it's Nekar Roiv of even one, you don't need 12. 6, literally half the amount, that already would be enough. Amar Rav, Rav said, Nekro Tsela Vichulya Ima Trefa. In the event that one rib was Nekar, right? Didn't break, it was Nekar, but it was Nekar together with the Chulya. So again, we mentioned that the ribs attach themselves to the Shedra. We know the Shedra is made up of Chulyas, it's made up of vertebrae. So in the event that one rib was Nekar together with one vertebrae, then the halach is treifa, it's going to be a treifa. So till now, if something happens to the rib, you need roiv of two sides, roiv of one side, but you need a lot of ribs in order to get yourself into a situation. Says Rav, if the chulya was nekar, then as long as it's nekar, one selah, together with the chulya, that already would be enough to render it into a treifa. Amri le Rav Kahana, Rav Asi, the Rav. Rav Kahana, Rav Asi, both ask Rav the following question. Nekra tzela mikan, v'tzela mikan, v'chulya kayam esmal. What would be if you have two ribs that were nekar? Now these two ribs are attached to the same chulya, to the same vertebrae. And the ribs themselves came out of place, but the chulya is kayemes. The chulya stayed in place. It's still there. What would the halacha be? Amar Husa, Rav told them, gistera kamritu. You're asking me a question about an animal that was chopped into two. An animal that's chopped into two is not only a treifa zokrashi, but an animal like that's even an avela. And by the way, we know this from earlier in the Masechta, that a gistera has a din of an avela. Even when it's alive, it's been tamim mechayim. But the bottom line is, you're asking me a question, what the halacha would be by a gistera? By a gistera, it's so pashit, the halacha is that loimi boya, that it's a treifa, but it's even going to be an avela. Freak the Gemara kasha. How could it be that Rav told Rav Kahana Rav Asi that if it's nekret tzela mikan v'tzela mikan v'chulya kayemes, the halacha is it's an avela. If that's the case, then nekret tzela v'chulya ima should also be an avela. And the Gemara's kash is it's not an avela, it's really a treif. So let's meditate on this for a second, because this is ushering in the hard part of today's daf. Rav said, Nekra tzela v'chulya ima treifa. That if one rib and the chulya were neka, the halacha is it's going to be a treifa. Treifa meaning it's not kosher, but in light of the Gemara we just saw, treifa also, it's not an avela, it's not a gistera, it's only considered treifa. The next Gemara, Rav Kahana, Rav Asi, both go to Rav, and they ask Rav, what would be if you have two tzlois that attach to the same chulya, and the two tzlois, each one nekar, and the chulya is kayemnes. So he told him, gistera kamritu, that's an avela. And because it's an avela, that's for sure going to be a problem. The Gemara's kasha is, that if nekret tzela mikan v'tzela mikan, v'chulya kayemnes, is a gistera, then nekret tzela, the chulya ima also has to be a gistera. And what's the kasha? Rav said treifa. Rav didn't say nevela. Rav, you're saying good, you should have said better, right? You're saying good, it's not kosher, but you should have said better. It's not just a treifa, it's a nevela. It's metama, it's even metama michai. Now, what's the yisoid of the Gemara's kasha? It's not the same case. Rav's case was where it was nekret tzela, the chulya ima. Only one tzela, albeit with the chulya. Rav Kahana, Rav Asi are talking about where it was nekret tzela v'tzela, albeit the chulya is kayemes. But it's not the same case. So if it's not the same case, mechates of the kasha. But Rashi explains, the yisoid of the Gemara's kasha is because the understanding is that if it's nekret tzela v'chulya ima, it's inevitable that the other tzela is going to be out of place. And if that's the case, we should view it now already as a gistera, and that should be the halacha. In fact, nekret tzela, v'chulya ima, is in a way worse than nekret tzela mikam v'chulya kayemes, because there at least the chulya is kayemes. Over here, you're going to have no tzela, and you're not going to have the chulya either. So, fake the Gemara Kasha. If Rav said that nekret tzela mikam v'chulya kayemes, talach is gistera kam risu, how could Rav say nekret tzela v'chulya ima is going to be a treifa? L'cheva Rav nami gistera. And for the Gemara, ki kama Rav tzeila v'loi chulya. You're right. When Rav said nekra tzeila v'chulya ima, he didn't mean chulya ima. He meant it was only nekra the tzeila without the chulya. If it's nekra the tzeila without the chulya, well, in that case, it's not a gistera. When is it a gistera? If there's no tzeila, no chulya, we assume the other tzeila, it's just a matter of moments. But that's not what the case was. I mean, that's not what the case was. There's no problem. So the Gemara says, before we even try to think about this, what tzeila v'chulya kamar, it's not what Rav said. Right, Rav minced words. Rav said, nekra tzeila v'chulya ima. So how could you even say that? So the Gemara says, you have to say that what Rav meant to say was tzeila v'chatzi chulya. And there was a little bit of a chulya. And by the way, if there wasn't a little bit of a chulya, just because it was nekar, one tzeila, that wouldn't be enough necessarily to render the animal a trefer, right? We said you would need 6 or maybe even 12. We'll see more about that later. But the bottom line is, at this point of the Gemara, for sure, you would think that one is not necessarily enough. And besides, Rav said, nekret tzeila v'chulyima. The teretz is, it was tzeila v'chatzi chulya, and that's the distinction. In the event that it's nekret tzeila v'chatzi chulya, so there's no inevitability that the other tzeila is also going to be nekar, so therefore it's not a gistro, but it is a trefa. Rav Kani Rav Asi asked, what would be if it was nekret tzeila mikan v'tzeila mikan v'chulya kayemes? There, even though the chulya is kayem legamri, so in that case, and from that standpoint, it's better than Rav's case. But then again, it's missing both slices. And from that perspective, it's worse than Rav's case. And it's for that reason he had a shayla. And then a chanami, what did Rav tell them? Rav told them, v'rav nami gister akama. Freit the Gemara kasha. And there's an assumption in the Gemara's kasha. It's a little bit tricky because this assumption the Gemara is going to fall off of in a few lines from now. But there's an assumption in the Gemara's kasha. The assumption in the Gemara's kasha is that when Rav Kahana Rav Asi told Rav, nekret tzeila mikam v'tzeila mikam v'chulya kayemes mahu, they knew Rav's first halacha, nekret tzeila v'chulya ima trefa. Rav Kahana and Rav Asi, talmidim of Rav, they heard Rav say the first Gemara that we just learned, nekret tzeila v'chulya ima trefa. But they had like a follow-up question. What would be if it was nekret tzeila mikam v'tzeila mikam? Was fault given the halacha? Says the Gemara. If we make that assumption, michlal, it's muchach, the Rav Kahana Rav Asi tzeila v'chulya ima, that when Rav Kahana Rav Asi asked the question of nekret tzeila mikam v'tzeila mikam, they meant v'chulya kayemes. Why? Because if you're going to tell me that the chulya was not kayem, and even not kayem b'miktzas, so what was their shayla? They didn't know what the halach is. They didn't know if it's kosher or if it's not kosher. If Rav said nekret tzeila v'chulya ima, the halach is trefa. And what does mean chulya ima? Like we just said, chatzi chulya. So then it's poshnit that if it's nekret tzeila mikan v'tzeila mikan, and there's chatzi chulya with it, then for sure it would be a trefa. So if that's the case, why are they asking that question? Now again, this is a little tricky because, I mean, we know that they were asking where it was chulya kayemes. Nekret tzeila mikan v'tzeila mikan v'chulya kayemes. They said chulya kayemes. But I think the teretz is poshnit. The teretz is that it could be chulya kayemes means that a little bit of the chulya is kay, right? Just like nekret tzeila v'chulya ima means you're missing a little bit of the chulya, so chulya kayemes could mean that you have a little bit of the chulya. So really, there would be mokim to say that once we decided that you can cut the chulya in half, so to speak, in these halachas, and chulya ima means not the whole chulya is gone, just a little bit. So chulya kayemes could also mean that not the whole chulya is there, just a little bit. So really, there's mokim to say that when Rav Kahana Rav Asi asked their question to Rav, they were talking about where it was nekret tzeila mikam v'tzeila mikam, the chulya kayemes a little bit of it is kayem, but a little bit of it is also not there. But it can't be, because assuming, and again, this is an assumption, assuming that they heard Rav's halacha of nekret tzeila v'chulya ima, so for sure, if tutzlois would be there, that lacha would be that it would be a trefa. Now, just one other thing worth mentioning. Maybe the question wasn't whether it's kosher or not. Maybe the question was, is it a trefa or is it an avela? So that the Gemara assumes that from the way they asked the question of Mahu, they were trying to know, is it kosher or not? And faker, what was Rav's teretz? Rav said, this is not a shayla of treva, this is a shayla of nevela. If the question was, is it nevela or not, then Rav wouldn't have responded and reacted the way he did. Gistera kum risu. Yeah, exactly, that was my shayla. Oh, good, shkayach, gistera, that was what I wanted to know. Thank you for the teres. So it's muchach from Rav's response that their question is it a treva or not? If they know nekra tseila v'chul yeima is a treva, then certainly nekra tseila mekan v'tseila mekan. The Teretz is when they said Chuyu Kayemis, what did they mean? They meant it's 100% there, right? Clark, good. Says the Gemara, well, if that's the case, Havachakasha. Kuzva Amar Ula Ula said, Ben Zakkai Amar, Ben Zakkai said, Nekru, in the event that the ribs were Nekka, Beroiv Tzarechod, that you would need Roiv of one side in order for it to be a problem. Nishtabru, it's only where it's Nishtabru, Roiv Shneit Stadim. You need Roiv Shneit Stadim. What do you see from here? That if it's Selam Mikan, Vetzelam Mikan, that's not enough to make it into a Trefa. What do you need? You need that there should be six. So Tzeilim Mikan, Tzeilim Mikan is not six, but the Gemara says, Amalacha, that's not Shver. And the reason that, and by the way, let's just explain the Kasha a little bit better. The Kasha is on Rav Kahana and Rav Asi. Amar Ulo, Ben Zakkai, Amar Ben Zakkai seem to have already stated the Halacha, but more the Kasha is on Rav. Because Rav Paskin Gistera, that the Halacha is that it's even in Avela, I don't know, as far as I know, you need Nekru Beroiv Tzad Echad, and even then it's not an Avela. What is it? It's only going to be a Trefa. So how does it shtim with that Friya de Gehalacha? So the Gemara says, Rav is going to tell you Pashat. Over there it's talking about where the ribs that broke were not Zeh Kenegazeh. The ribs that broke were just whatever, one here, one there. So if it's not Zeh Keneged Zeh, there it's Takanata Gistera. And there you would need what? You would need a Roif. But over here, where it's Zeh Keneged Zeh, this is when Rav said his halacha. But the Gemara has a gushmak of follow-up. That's all good to be Miyashiv Shitas Ben Zakkai. Above Amar Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan had another Shita. He said, Beroif Shneit Stadim. Now, if it's Beroif Shneit Stadim, then it's inevitable that at least one of them is going to be facing the other, right? Because again, you have 11 on this side, 11 on that side, and you would need 6 on this side and 6 on that side. He said, Roiv Shneit Stadim, that would render it into a trefa. And if that's the case, one of them are going to overlap. And by the way, even though we said Roiv Shneit Stadim doesn't have to be Roiv Shneit Stadim, but for sure Rabbi Yochanan said Roiv Shneit Stadim is an example of Trefa. So if you have Roiv Shneit Stadim, 6 on one side and 6, right, the price that we started this part of the daf with said, it could be, you know, 11 on one side, 1 on the other side. It doesn't have to be that way. But the bottom line is, if it is that way, it's inevitably the way it's going to be. So the bottom line is, it's for sure going to be a situation where you can have a Zeh Keneged Zeh, and still we see it's considered a trefa. We see it's not considered an avela. Zokta Gemara. So you have to say, Hossam, over there, the Shaila of Ben Zakkai and Rabbi Yochanan, that was talking about where it was Buchna Balei Asisa. So this is just a mashal, we're using metaphor. So the Buchna is the pestle, and the Asisa is the mortar, right? So back in the day, the pestle and the mortar, that was used to crush things, and that was a muscle that was often used. So over here we're talking about where the buchna, the rib, broke, abba balei asisa, the base kibble, that's the mortar, that didn't break, meaning the chuy itself is perfect. But hoch over here, it's buchna ve'asisa. It's talking about where the mortar and the pestle both broke. So not only is there a break in the ribs, but there's also a break in the chulya, and it's for that reason Rav Paskin, it's a gistra. In other words, the Gemara doesn't want that Rav's psak should not shtim with Ben Zakkai and Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says you have to say it's two different cases, because over there you have a situation where you have two ribs facing each other and it's a trefa. Rav said gistra. The Teretz says over there nothing happened to the chulya. Over here something did happen to the chulya, and that's what the chilik is going to be. But if you're holding cheshbon, what's the Gemara's follow-up question going to be? Ihachi hainu de Rav. If that's the case, then what was Rav Kahana Rav Asi's question? Again, Rav said nekra tseila v'chulya ima. What does chulya mean? It means chatzi chulya. That would make it a trefa. Kumtz again, Rav Kahana Rav Asi, and they said, what would be if it was nekra tseila mikan v'tseila mikan, and the chulya was kayemis? What would be the halacha over there? Now, we have a little bit of a shaila what chulya kayemis means. If chulya kayemis means it's 100% intact, so it's a very valid shaila. They heard what Rav said when you're missing chatzi chulya. They want to know what would be if the chulya is kayemis. But if you're going to tell me that it's not possible the Rav Kahana Rav Asi were talking about where you're missing chatzi, where the chulya is kayemis. Because if the chulya is kayemis, even if two tzlois are nekar that are facing each other, it would not be a treva, because that's been zakim Rabbi Yochanan's halacha, and nobody holds that that would be enough. Also, Bal Korchach, we're talking about what? Where it was nekar mixas of the chuyah. If it's nekar mixas of the chuyah, then what's Rav Kana Rav Asi asking? Nekar tzeil of a chuyah imas treva. So certainly if it's two tzlois and mixas chuyah, the halacha is it's going to be a treva. And again, it's muchach from the shak of Atari that the question was, is it kosher or is it a treva? It's not, is it a treva or is it a veil? That would be fine. But it's clear that that wasn't the question. So if that's the case, faith the Gemara, hadra kosher l'duchti. Now we made a big assumption. We made an assumption that it's mistabed Rav Kana Rav Asi heard what Rav said, and they were asking, and it was based on that assumption. We said mechlal Rav Kana Rav Asi say the balei chol yamri, because otherwise, what exactly is the question? But the Gemara said, well, if that's the case, we stubbed our toe. How is that not the machlikas ben Zakkai and Rabbi Yochanan? So the Gemara says that you're right. You have to say that la'olam. La'olam, the question was where it was chatzi chol yima. I isn't that Rav? And the Chinami, you have to say they did not know what Rav had said, and they were asking not knowing Rav. So let's see it inside. Isn't that Rav? They didn't know what Rav had said. If they didn't know what Rav said, so why didn't they ask Rav Shaila? Right. Pasha, you look at the Gemara. Rav said, Nekret Seila V'cholya Ima Trefa. Kumtz again, Rav Kana Rav Asi, they're asking a follow-up. Nekret Seila Mikan, V'tseila Mikan, V'cholya Kayemes Ma. But if you're telling me that they never heard Rav's halacha, so why did they jump to Tseila Mikan, V'tseila Mikan, in the sequence of the thought process, they should have asked Rav Shaila and then graduated and asked the next Shaila. So, meaning, why were they only asking what's the halacha where both ribs were nekar with chatzi chulya? They should have asked what's the halacha where one rib was nekar with chatzi chulya, right? Again, let's get this clear. Right now, the Gemara understands Rav Kana Rav Asi's question to Rav is, what would be if two ribs that are facing each other were nekar and a little bit of the chulya? Now, Rav had already said one rib and a little bit of the chulya is a treifa, and they don't know if it's kosher or not. They're going to find out it's an avela. But before that, they don't know, is it kosher or is it not kosher? Says the Gemara, so if they don't know what the halacha is by nekrat sela, achas v'chulyima, so why are they asking where it's nekrat shteit slois? Start with one, and then ask two. Isn't that just common sense? Arishin, rishin, val sheni, sheni. It's just the more logical way to go. Say if it's a completely different shayla b'sei, then they knew what Rav said, so they didn't have to ask what the halach is. Nekret seila v'chulya ima treifa. They're asking under a sort shayla. But we just proved that it has to be that when they said chulya kayemes, they mean what Rav said chulya ima, right? It's cleft. Glass half full, glass half empty. They're saying the same thing. Chulya ima means a little bit of the chulya is ima because and a little bit of the chulya was nekar, and chulya kayemis means a little bit of the chulya is remaining. But the bottom line is, why are they asking only shteit slois? They should have asked what would be by tzelachas as well. So the Gemara says, Rav Kana Rav Asi thought this through very, very thoroughly. Sabri, they made the following cheshbon. They said, Livu minei chod, the parshal antarti. We're going to ask one question that has too much mois. Why? Because if you'd ask what the halach is by one rib, so the chada of live minei chada and the chada of the bi'ina minei chada is not the same chada. Live minei chada means one question, the parish lantarti that's going to have too much mois, or will lend itself to two perushin. The bi'ina minei chada means when one of the ribs was nekar. So again, the bi'ina minei chada made the following calculation. If we're going to ask what's the halach when one of the ribs was nekar, so if he's going to tell us treifa kol shkein tarti, so we'll know what the halacha is by two. Meaning, if one of them is a treifa, which is shitas rav, so then kol shkein of two of them, I will know it's a treifa. Again, they're not thinking nevela, but then for sure it's going to be a treifa. I amalon kshera. But if we're going to ask what the halacha is by one, and Rav is going to say if one rib is uprooted, it's kosher. Akati tarti kim baylon. We're not going to know the halacha is by two. So he said, let's ask by two. Ask by two. That's more inclusive. But the Gemara says, how's that more inclusive? You can't even say this with a straight face. Now that they asked two, you have the same logic. If Rav is going to say it's kosher by two, kosher can chadasur, and this is going to be kosher by one. But if he's going to say it's treifa by two, Akati chadami bailo. You're not going to know what the halach is by one. So how are you going to? So you're telling me that they should have asked one, because that's just the more methodical way of going about it. But the reason they asked two and not one was a whole kishrin, because they knew if they ask one, they might not get the answer for two. They'll know the answer for one, obviously, whatever Rav is going to say. But for two, then they're not necessarily going to know the answer. If I ask two, Mamonav Shach, I'll know the answer. It's not true. If you ask one, why are you Mimon of Shach, not going to know the answer? Because if he tells you Treifel, you know what it is by two. But if he tells you Kosh, you won't know what it is by two. Well, if, now that they ask two, it's the same in the reverse. If Rav says kosher, you'll know that it's kosher for sure by one. But if he says treifa, akati chadam yibayilu. So the Gemara says no. Savri, they knew that Abba Rav, and this is a fascinating Gemara on Yisdaite. Savri, they felt imke mirsach karasach. They said they're going to ask what's the halacha by two, and they're going to be able to tell from Rav's reaction, not only from his words, from Rav's reaction what the halacha is. Let's say if Rav is going to say it's kosher by two, kolshken it's kosher by one. But let's say Rav is going to say it's not kosher by two. If he just says that it's a treifa by two, right? If he just says it's a treifa by two, so then they're going to chop. By two it's a treifa, by one it's probably kosher. If even one is a treifa, Rav's going to say, what are you asking me? Oh, I chop. This is like a stupid question. Must be, because not only by two, it's even by one. So the Gemara says they knew they could be medayik to the temperament of Rav. So sadly, they said like this, Im Kain, I know we'll get to the bottom of it, because Mirsach Karosach, if two is a treifa, if one is a treifa, then he's not just going to tell it to us, he's going to get angry at us. Right, Chod the treifa, Tarti mi boya, either he's going to say it or express it. But the bottom line is, but the Gemara says, 1 second, that's not what happened. That's not what happened. Volka Amri Levelei Rosach. Right, what happened? Rav Kana Rasi asked two, they had this whole chap. If Rav says kosher, so I'll know certainly kosher by one. And if that loch is trefa, I'll be able to know what he holds by one because he didn't get angry at me. Rav didn't get angry. Zochti Gemara, it's not true. He did get angry. Because what did Rav say? Kivan de kamalu gistera kam ritu hainu rischeh. That's called rischeh de Rav. When Rav said gistera, he was really getting angry. If you take a look at Rashi, 2 lines from the bottom. Kivan de kamalu gistera kam risu bitmiya. Right, he said, Gister, come, you ask me a kasha about an avelo? What kind of silly question is that? That's an avelo. What you should be asked, was a good kasha is bechada. And by the way, you know what the halacha by chada is? By chada is going to be a treifa. And through Rav saying Gistra and them knowing how to extrapolate halachas from Rav, they were able to camp too, and they were able to know what exactly the halach is. So the bottom line, this was not the easiest exchange in Shas, but the bottom line is this. Rav said, Nekret Selah, V'chul Ye'ima, that halach is it's a treifa. Immediately afterwards, Amri Rav Kana Rav Asi L'Rav, Nekret Selah Mikan, V'tselah Mikan, V'chul Ye'kayem Esmahu, Amalahu, and he told them, V'maskonos HaGemara, Gistra Kam. Risu, l'maskonas ha-gemara. The case of Rav and the case of Rav Kahana and Rav Asi are the same exact case. Nekrat Selah, the chulya ima, is talking about where one rib was uprooted and a little bit of the chulya was uprooted with it. The halach is treifa, it's going to be a treifa. Rav Kahana, Rav Asi asked essentially the same case, but they asked it in a clever way. They asked, what would be if it was nekrat selah mikan, vitselah mikan, v'chulya kayemes, which means a little bit of the chulya is kayem, which means a little bit of it was nekar. So again, Rav's memra and Rav Kahana, Rav Asi's question to Rav are both discussing the exact same case. The case is talking about where ribs were uprooted and a little bit of the chulya was uprooted as well. So what's the halacha? The halacha is very straightforward. Rav told it to you. Nekrat selah, if it's one tzela, the chulya ima, and a little bit of the chulya also got taken out, treifa's going to be a treifa. If it's tzela mikan, v'tzela mikan, v'chulya kayemes, which means a little bit of the tzela's chulya's kayemes, but a little bit of it is not there, then the halach is istura kamrisu. In that situation, you want to know what it's going to be. It's going to be a nevela. So, continuing along with these halachs. So the Gemara had brought machlokes. What the halacha is in the event that the tzlois were nekar. Forget about the chulya. The chulya is 100% kayem. What would be if only the tzlois were nekar? So again, nishtabru ha-tzlois, that's the Mishnah. What would be if a little bit of the chulya, something happens to? That's Rav. But what would be if the tzlois weren't nishtabru, nothing happened to the chulyas, but the tzlois were nekar? So Ula said, ben zaka yomar nekru b'roiv tzad echad. The halach is nebzadech. I, the Mishnah said, shnei tzadim, nishtabru is bereiv shnei tzadim. But if it's neker, it's tzadech. Rabbi Yochanan said, bein nekru, bein nishtabru, it's always going to be bereiv shnei tzadim. So we have two shittas. What happens if a rib is neker? According to Ben Zakkai, the halach is, you would have to have roif. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, it would have to be Rav Shneitzal. Hashem with Rav, one written. Rav's talking about where a little bit of the Chulya also went with it. That's a whole different sugya. But we're talking about it now. Nothing happened to the Chulya. It's only the rib, says the Gemara. Stating that, Amar Rabba bar Rav Shela, Amar Rav Masna, Amar Shmuel Nekra, Tzela Meikara, in the event that one Tzela was Nekar, nothing happened to the Chulya. Vikul Goy, Leshenech Pesaberuba, or if the majority of the skull of the animal was crushed, or if something happened to the majority of the basar hachifes roiv hakares, see more about this on other days. In all these cases, treifa, it's going to be a treifa. Now we need right now the first halacha that Shmuel said. On Amud Beis, we'll need the other two halachas. But on Amud Aleph, right now, we only need the first halacha. Nekra tzela me'ikara. What's the halacha? Treifa, it's going to be a treifa. So al rishon rishon, Shmuel is clearly arguing with Ben Zakkai, and he's arguing with Rabbi Yochanan. So as much as if you remember in the Cheshmer of the Gemara, we didn't want that Rav should be arguing with Ben Zakkai and Rabbi Yochanan. If you don't have to make a machloikis, why should you? But lemaisa, as a postscript to that whole discussion, you see it's mefurish shita shmul. Shita shmul is nekra tzela meyikara, the halach is treifa, it's going to be a treifa. So whereas Ben Zakkai says roiv tzad echad, Rabbi Yochanan said roiv shneit stadim, according to Shmuel, even one tzela would be enough. But the Gemara asks Akash, is that true? Nekra tzela meyikara treifa? If one tzela gets uproots already, a treifa for a minu. I'll ask you Akash from a Mishnah, Mesach Tzaholis. Kam echisar mishad, we saw this Mishnah already. The halach is that chelik of a mace is metama tumas oil, right? It's metama tumas mace. Unless there's a chisaron of some sort in the aver, then it loses its capacity to be metam. The Mishnah over there is discussing the shedra and how many chulyos of the shedra would have to be lacking in order to say it's not a proper shedra, it doesn't have to be able to be metam. Kamo chisaron b'shedra. B'shama and b'shama, he says, shtei chulyos, two vertebrae. B'sol and b'sol says, chulyachas, one vertebrae. Vom Rav Yehuda mat Shmuel, Rav Yehuda said the name of Shmuel, v'chein l'treifa, that this machloikes b'mishan b'esilo is true with regards to treifa as well. Meaning, this machloikes of what is considered a treifa chaseira, to say that it doesn't have the ability to be metame anymore, is also true. It's the same exact machloikes in terms of what's considered a shedra chaseira, so it's considered a chaser, that would be considered a treifa. But the bottom line is, it was Shmuel that said this memra, that the same Shulchan Aruch that you have in Hilchas Ahalois, you have in Hilchas Treifas, which means that according to Beis Shammai, Shtei Chuyos would be considered a Treifa, and according to Beis Hillel, one Chuyo would be considered a Treifa. Now that's Pashit, that if the Chuyo is Nekar, right, if you have no Chuyo, if the Chuyo goes away, then by definition you're not going to have the Tzela. Why are you not going to have the tzela? Because the tzela is attached to the chulya. So if there's no chulya, there's nothing for the tzela to be attached to. And afilu hachi, it sounds like Shmuel is learning in Shitas Beis Hillel, shalacha kemoisam b'chol makor, that the only time an animal is a treifa, if the chulya is not there, is if the chulya is not there. But if the tzela would not be there and the chulya would be there, it sounds like it wouldn't be a treifa. Right? Shmuel said that Shitas Beis Hillel of Chulya Achas and Hilchas Halos also negate Hilchas Treifas. So he say, Maris, an animal that's missing one Chulya is considered a Treifa. If Shmuel holds that if it's missing a rib, it's already considered a Treifa. So why do you have to tell me that when it's missing a Chulya? It's Bechlal Messiah Mon. If it's missing a Chulya, it's missing a Tzela. And once missing the Tzela, at that point, it's already considered a Treifa. So Feit Gemma, how did the two Shmuel Shtim? Again, it's two members of Shmuel. Shmuel said Nekra Tzela Meikara is a Treifa. And Shmuel said that Beis Hillel Shita in a holis is also negated treifas. Right, remember, Beis Hillel didn't say Allah in treifas, Beis Hillel said Allah in a holis. Shmuel was the one that said v'chein l'treifa. V'chein the Gemara, Abam b'kasha, that if it's true that Shmuel holds, that once you're missing a tzela, you're ready to get treifa, v'chein l'treifa, it's pashit v'chein l'treifa, it's pashit. It's b'chlam asayimana, because if you're missing the chulya, you're obviously missing the tzela. So the Gemara says, no, you have to say, hacha tzela b'lei chulya, hasam chulya b'lei tzela. Shmuel is talking about where the tzela was missing, but the chulya was intact. That's for sure Shmuel's halacha, right? The ikar halacha. And the Mishnah, that Shmuel said that according to Beis Hillel, if it's missing the chulya, the halacha is, it's considered a treifa. I typically else the tzela. It's talking about where the chulya was missing, but the tzela was still there. But the Gemara says, Bishlam, it's tzela chulya mishkachas. I know the Metzias. Elo chulya b'lei tzela, ich mishkachas. What does that even mean? So the Gemara says, Bishli kafli. It's talking about one of the chulyas that are by the bottom of the kidneys. Over there are chulyas that are not attached to tzlois. So again, The tzlois are attached to chulias, but there are chulias that are not attached to tzlois. So if one of those chulias were missing that are not attached to a tzela, that's where it would be negeya this halach. Just one postscript to this. Maskel for Rav Yishia. Rav Yishia asked the kasha of l'snai gabi kula b'shami kula b'kumi b'sil according to Shmuel. That Shmuel holds that this machloikis between Beisham and Beisol is negeya not only a holus, but it's negeya trefus as well. It comes out that Beishamai is Mekel and Beisol is Machmer, right? We know Beishamai is almost always Machmer over Beisol. Ad kedei kach, that there's a Mishnah, there's a category that's known as Kulei Beishamai and Chumre Beisol. Because as a general principle, Beisol was Mekel and Beishamai was Machmer. When you learn the Mishnah of Hollis, it conforms with that principle. How so? You have a Shedra, and you want to know, is this Shedra Matama? Why not? Because it's Chaser. Beis Shammai says, if it's missing one chulya, it's still matama. You need shtei chulyas. Beis Hillel says, no. Beis Hillel says, once it's missing one chulya, it's already not matama. That's a bikula. A shedra that's missing one chulya, that's the machlokes. According to Beis Hillel, it's not matama. According to Beis Shammai, it's matama. In other words, it's kulei Beis Hillel, it's chumre Beis Shammai, which is the way it's supposed to be. But if Shmuel's gerecht v'chein l'treifa, well, then it's going to be just the opposite. Because according to Beis Hillel, if you're going to have an animal that is missing one chulya, that animal is going to be a trefa. Whereas according to Beis Shammai, it's not going to be a trefa. So if someone comes to the Rav right now with an animal that's missing one chulya, in the world of Beis Hillel, it's kosher. It's a trefa. In the world of Beis Shammai, it's going to be kosher. If that's the case, it's kulei Beis Shammai, chumre Beis Hillel, maskel for Rav Oshie. Again, it's a kash on Shmuel that said b'chein l'inyan trefa. Why is this not an example of kulei Beis Shammai, chumre Beis Hillel? Amalei. So the Gemara says, Amalei, some have the girsa Rav. Some say Rava ki itchel the inyan tuma itchel the havelu beishamai luchama. You're right. Really, it could have been. But this machlokes, when it was presented as a shaila in hilchas aholis. And in the world of aholis, beishamai is the machmer, not beishil. And that's why. Meaning, if this ikur machlokes beishamai beishil was said in hilchas treifas, then it would have been in the mishnah of kula beishamai chumre beishil. The reason it wasn't is because it's not the way it is. By the way, really, so many machlokes then. You take a position, you know, you think you're being machmer, could be you're being mekel as well. And Silas Sharim and those pieces that we spoke about last week, right, he made a big deal about this, that when the parish goes ahead and he's machmer in halacha, he has to make sure he's not going to end up with kulei beishamai and chumre beisilo. Because your chumra that you're taking on in a halis might end up as a kulei in treifas, right? That's very often the way it works. But the bottom line is, this concludes the portion of the daf, pun intended, the portion, right, this includes this course of today's daf, which is the sugya of the spear ribs of the animal. The bottom line is, just to do a tiny bit of a recap, to start it off with a very innocent half a line in a Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Nishtabru roiv tzalo yisar shal abehema, the halacha is that it's going to be a treifa. So, number one, what does roiv tzalo yisar mean? We cheshbin 22 ribs. Even though there's more, we only cheshbin 22. And roiv means 12 of the 22. 11 is half, so 12 would mean the majority. Do I care where they are? No. It could be 6 on one side, 6 on the other side. It can be 11 on one side, 1 on the other side. I don't care. As long as it's roiv, that's going to be enough. What would be if the ribs weren't nishbar, but rather they were nekar? What would be if they were uprooted? So we have three shittas, right? In the beginning of the sugya we had two, but at the end of the sugya we have three. Ula said in the name of Ben Zakkai that you would need roiv of tzad echad. Rabbi Yochanan said that it's no different than if they broke, you would need roiv of two tzadim. And we have shita shmul. Shita shmul is that even if it's one tzela, one rib that's nekar, that would already be enough in order to make it into a treifa. Now, till now we're talking about where only the ribs were damaged. Either they broke or they were uprooted. What about if something happens to the chulya? Right, if something happens to the chulya, what then? Now, if the chulya is completely removed, right, what happens if it lost the chulya? So that's machlokes b'shamai Beis Hillel. It's machlokes in a halus. Shmuel said v'chein le'inyan treifas. According to Beis Hillel, a chumra, one chulya that's missing 100% at that point, it's going to be a treif. According to Beis Shammai, this is kula b'shamai chumra Beis Hillel, you would need that two chulyas to be missing in order for it to be a treif. What would be if it wasn't the entire chulya that's missing, but only a miktsas of the chulya is missing? What would be the halacha over there? That's Rav's halachas. That's Rav's halachas. If a miktsas of it is missing, it's not like the whole thing is missing. No, it doesn't automatically make it into a treifa according to Shitas Beis Hillel. It's also not nothing. So you don't just revert to the machlokes ben Zakkai and Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel in terms of what do you do if it's nekar etzel. If a little bit of the chulya is missing, you have to look at the ribs, you have to look at them very, very carefully and see what the story is. If it's nekar, one tzela, so then the halacha is it's already going to be a trefa. So one tzela is nekar together with a little bit of the chulya, so that already is going to be a problem. If it's the two slice on the two sides, so then already, not only is it going to be a trefa, then already it's going to be gizdera kamrisu balashim bitmiya balashim rischa, right, balashim kas. At that point, the halacha is going to be, it's going to be a, not just a trefa, it's going to be an avela, and as a certain avela, that even has the ability to be metamichai. What would be if it was nishbara? What would be if it broke and a little bit of the chulya is missing? It's not the Gemara didn't talk about. That we have to be mine in the Rishonim already. But the bottom line is, these are the categories that we have. We have Nishbara, that's already a Mefurish HaMishnah. Nekra, that's a big Machlokes HaMayram. What happens if the chulya is missing? That's Machlokes B'Shan B'Sil and Aholis, that Shmuel said V'Chenli and Trefus. And then we have what would be if it was Nekar together with a little bit of the chulya. These are the complicated halachas of Rav. Just one postscript that we have to speak out, and that is, you know, we talk a lot about how Rav was a shaskin. Rambam says in Hilchos Deis, Amru al Rav Talmud Rabbeinu HaKadosh Shaloi Sach Sicha Betela Kol Yomav. Right, he never spoke a Sicha Betela. Very mechudish the Rambam. No one knows the makar to this Rambam. Kasef Mishnah says that the Gemara says it about Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai and Sukkah Daf Chav Ches. Aval al Rav, with regards to Rav, nobody was able to find it. Ad kidei kach, that the Achreinim asked the Kasha, that we have a Braisa of the Mesoira that comes from Rashi, and that is the Wasara Milu de Chasidus that Rav was knowing, the top 10 Chumras that Rav was knowing, and this is not mentioned in the top 10. If Rav never spoke a Sicha Batelo, how could it be that this didn't make it to his top 10? Stating that over the years that we've been learning together, Baruch Hashem, we were malakit so many different gemaras, some of them explicit, others implicit, where you find the concept of shtika attributed to Rav. There's memories where Rav said sichas chulin shel tamid chachamim esrichim talmud. Rav said la'olam yishna adam le'talmidai b'derech k'tzara. Rav said that a person is going to have to give din v'cheshbin even on sicha kalu bein ish v'isha. So you see the sensitivity that Rav had to the idea of being quiet. Rav himself was a shasik Rav. The Gemara says regarding Rav that but again, over the years, we've mentioned so many more subtle Gemaras that come so to life when we appreciate and we internalize this idea that Rav was a Shaskin. I think this Gemara screams it because you have the Talmidim of Rav, they want to ask Rav a Shaskin. If you want to ask your Rebbe a Shaila, imagine you have to sit with your Chavrusa. How should we ask? Should we ask one, and what if he tells me this, and what if he tells me that? I don't know if you would ask me. If he tells me this, I'll send him another text message. I'll ask him. You know, can you explain it to me? You know, what exactly did you mean? But Rav is a shaskin, and Rav is a shaskin in Hilchas Talmud Torah. La'olam yishna adam le'talmidai b'derech k'tzara. And you see Rav's midah of shtika coming to life, and it's even more than that, because you see that they would be medayik Rav's temperament. You ever see such a thing in your whole life? Wait, they said, we're going to ask the Rebbe a question, and we're going to see if he gets angry. Rav didn't even want to talk. So Rav could have said, oh, two is like this, one is like that. Two is an avela, one is a trefa. Rav doesn't do that. Rav says, kistera kamrisu, and just based on the facial expressions of Rav, based on that, we will be able to extrapolate. This is hoderav lav beferish nitma el michlole itma gagal gag. That's mamish what this is. This is like next level, where we're being medayik the temperament of Rav. But this is all Rav l'tameh. This is Rav l'shitasa. I think there's a Gemara here talked away in Chulin Daf Nun Beis. Not the easiest Gemara in Shas. But stating that, a Gemara talked away that screams from the rooftops, from the gagal gag, this idea of hadir Rav, lab beferish itmar, ele michlala itmar. And like that G'dayli Achreinim say, you find that Signum by Rav. It's not Archidish. The Matzchiyah said this in a tshuva, that you find this idea by Rav based and in line with what the Rambam said, Amru al Rav Talmud Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Shaloi Sach Sicha B'Teila Miyam. If we have to do a drop more Gemara, otherwise we're going to have to do Tashlumin tomorrow. So let's just do a drop more. Said Rav Shmuel. Again, going back to Shmuel's memories. Shmuel said, V'gulgoyle shenechbis ha-beruba. Right, Shmuel said three things. One about ribs, that's what we needed. And then the next thing, you could look at the picture or not look at the picture, depending on how squeamish you are. But in the event that the skull was crushed beruba, that would be enough to make it into a treifa. But Rabbi Yirmiyahu, Rabbi Yirmiyahu had a shayla. Rav Gaiva, Rav Hakeva is classic Rabbi Yirmiyahu. You can't just tell me Rav. I mean, tell to me. You can't tell to Rabbi Yirmiyahu, right? You can't just tell Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rav. Rav wants to know, is it the majority of the height? It's majority of the circumference. And the Gemara answers the way Rabbi Yirmiyahu's question here, like the Gemara very often answers Rabbi Yirmiyahu's questions, and that is Rabbi Yirmiyahu, Tishbi Yitaritz, Kushnias Vi'ibai. So, Basa Chayfa, Rav Akeres Berubai. The third thing that Shmuel said was that the basar that covers the majority of the keres, berubai, it's going to be a treifa, right? So there's two raves going on over here. The basar achayfa reva keres, that's what we're zeroing in on. If it is berubai, meaning something happens to rave of it, the halacha is, it's going to be a treifa. Now for this, you don't need Rabbi Yirmiyahu for this next shaila. This, everybody would ask, Rav Ashi, what is rave? What do you mean berubai? Berave keruva? Most of it tore? I berave nothing. Most of it was taken away. I think at first glance, we could be poached from the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah said, keres hapnimis, shenikvo, shenikro, rave achitzayin, right? So the keres hapnimis, we know if there's a neck, if it already becomes into a treifa. But as relates to the achitzoina, so what's the halacha? It has to be nikra roif. Then it becomes a treif. Remember how many pshatim we had and what it means, the keres hapnimis versus the rest of the keres? But in Eretz Yisrael, they said, Mishmeid, Rabbi Yitzhak, Rabbi Chanino, kol ha-keres, kula izui keres hapnimi, ve'ezeh, who keres hachitzoina basar hachoifes reva keres. If that's the case, according to my Rava, it's a mefurish mishnah that if it's nikra berubai, it doesn't have to be nitl berubai. If it's nikra berubai, that enough would make it into a treifa. So says the Gemara, yeah, you're not sure, you have a shaila, is it nikra, is it nitla, l'chayra, it's mefurish, that what, it's nikra, because you see, ve'zeu keres nachitzayna basra achayfes reva keres, and what's the halacha, if it's nikra reva chitzayna, at that point it's going to be considered a treifa. The Gemara says, midu, time el the Shmuel, once we're asking the question according to Shmuel. Shmuel was one of the many pshatim, one of the six pshatim we had, and what the keres apnim and the keres achitzayin is, and he had a different pshat. Hach amr Rabbi Yaakov ben Achmini amr Shmuel b'akum shem by melas. He said the keres apnimi versus the keres achitzayin is the place where the hearer is versus where the hearer is not. The pnimi is where the hearer didn't come yet. Once it gets hearing, that's already the keres achitzayinah. So Shmuel is the one that's talking. According to Shmuel, it's not a Mishnah. According to Shmuel, when we talk about the keres achitzayinah, that's nikar roiv achitzayinah, it doesn't mean the basar achayfa, means almost the entire keres. And that, and chinami, if it's nikra, it's going to be a treifa. But here the shayla is something else. Shmuel said that you should know, as it relates to the basar achayfa, there too there's an Indian of roi. That could mean that it has to be nito. Right, if that's the definition of the keres achitzoina, so well, then it's a mufrash mishnah. Obviously, Shmuel's just repeating a mishnah, which would also be a little bit fair. But the bottom line is according to Shmuel, that's not the keres achitzoina. It's a third shlav, as if there's the keres hapnimi, there's the keres achitzoina, and then there's the basar achayfa. And that's why the Gemara wants to know. Rav Ashi had his suffix. There's no way to be poached from the mishnah. Is the keres that part of it, the basar achayfa, unique in that if roiv of that was torn, that would be enough to render it into a treifa, or being that that's not really the keres achitzoina, so there would have to be nitl, it'd have to be removed. But if it only tore, could be that in and of itself would not be enough. Exhale. So as it relates to raid, we're learning Parakei Lutreifas, and I think it's kedai to speak out one ha'ara. A basic ha'ara in the Yeshiva Shesvarim that relates to having a little bit of a better understanding of the Issur Treifa. The Rashba in Teres Habayis says that in the event that there's an animal that has a treifa, it has one of the things that Chazal Wamoina that make this animal a quote-unquote treifa. Even if at some point the animal would have a refuah, it would still be considered a treifa. So the Rashba said that what happens if a treifa is zeicha to a refuah shalem? The halacha is, once a treifa is always a treifa. And the Rashba based it on a Lashon HaGemara in the beginning of Perek Behema HaMakasha, just the one quote. The Gemara says, "Ma treifa kivan shenitrafa shuv ein lo heter av basar kivan sheyatza chutz lmchitzasoy shuv ein lo heter." But that line, "Ma treifa kivan shenitrafa shuv ein lo heter," would seem to suggest that once a treifa is always a treifa. Said the Rashba, halacha lemaisa, if you have a behemoth that's a treifa and it has a refuah, the halacha is it's going to remain us. And the question is why. At first glance, it's sarich beer. L'chura, if you ask the man on the street, what's the aside of a treifa? The aside of a treifa is einachaya, right? A treifa is an animal that is in some level of danger. It's not just a misukenes, it has some sort of physical chisaron that's causing it to be in a state of sakana. And because of the fact that it doesn't have the ability to live beyond a certain point, it's for that reason you're not allowed to eat it. As if to say, it's one darga less than nevela, right? You understand you can't eat a nevela because it's dead? A trefa is not a nevela, but it's ad v'loyad b'chlal. It's the next best thing, right? So you have the nevela where it's actually dead, and you have the trefa that's like almost dead. But for sure, the spirit of why a trefa is usher is associated with the fact that it's me'inyan le'inyan, very much ba'isa'inyan, to the nevela. And by the way, even though we know there's a mandam at the beginning of the parak that holds trefa chaya, but we spoke out raid from 7.5 years ago, that just means that it can live past Yud Beis Chodesh. But of course, a trefa has some sort of physical ailment and physical issue right now that has tremendously cut its life expectancy. And that is, at first glance, the yisoid of the trefa. Well, if that's the case, so once the trefa has a refuah, it has the yeshua, so why would that be an issue right now? It was once a trefa and a chinami, then it would have been a problem. But right now, b'shas shchita, it doesn't have the trefa anymore. So if that's the case, why should that be a problem? It sounds like once a trefa, always a trefa, right? Just to say it in more of the yeshivish nusach, when you learn yavamis, there's a concept of nesra, right? There's an idea that a woman that falls liyibum, so Rav says throughout Masechtas Yavamis that if she's usher at the time of the nefila, she never has a heter. What's known in the vernacular as nesra. What, there's like a nesra? That once an animal's a trefa, that's it? You'll never be able to be kosher? L'chura, at first glance, it's something that's tzarech bir. The Chazon Ish in Yerideya Simin Yud Dalet, it's a little kuntres, it's called Hilchas Beitzim. So Simin Yud Dalet is divided into two groups. So this is Chelek Beis, Chelek Aleph is Hilchas Toilayim, Chelek Beis is Hilchas Beitzim. And towards the end of that little paragraph, the Chazon Ish asks this kasha, and the Chazon Ish says, O Yesod Gadol, but it requires a tiny bit of an introduction. So Perik Elu Trefus began listing all the Trefus. Elu Trefus bebehemo, Nakubas aveshet, Upsukas agargeres, Nikev krum shal moyach, Nikev halev lebeis chaloloi, Nishbura hashedra venifsak achutshalo, Nitala kovet vele nishtaire menu klum, Hareya shin nikva usha chasra, Nikva hakeva, Nikva hamora, Nikvu hadakim, Hakeres apnima shin nikva, usha nikra reva chitzoina, Vechula vechula vechula. Rabbi Kiva Eger, in his Pirishna Mishnayas, brings from the Teres Chaim, who asked a very simple but a very profound ha'ara. Why isn't it that when the Mishnah mentions the trefa of Nekuvas HaVeshet Upsukas HaGargeres, it says Nekuvas HaVeshet Upsukas HaGargeres, the veshet that had been previously punctured, or the gargeres that had been previously upgehakt, but when it comes to every other trefa that's mentioned in the Mishnah, nikev krum shal moyach, nikev halev lebeis chaloloi, nishbera hashedra, nite lakove, we're describing the verb, the action of when it's happening literally in real time. L'chura, the Mishnah should have been consistent. If you want to tell me regarding the whole list, Nikev, Nikva, Nishpera, Nikra, so say Nikev HaVeshet, Nifsika HaGargeres, and if you want to tell me Nekuvas HaVeshet, Upsukas HaGargeres, so you should say Nekuvas Krum Shal Moyach, Nekuvas Alev, Shviras HaShedra, etc., etc. Poshita, Poshita, Poshtar. Zekrop Kiveger. The Teres Chaim said a pshat, and that is because really, the Veshet and the Kana are not being introduced for the first time here in Perek Elu Trefus. It's been the topic of the first two prokim of the Masechta. From the first word of the Masechta, Hakol Sheichtin, we've already been talking about the Kana and the Veshet. What part of the Kana and the Veshet, or what verb was being done to the Kana and the Veshet up until this point? It was Shchitas HaKana, Shchitas HaGargeres. So we contrast that with not Shchitas HaVeshet, but Nekuvas HaVeshet. Not Shchitas HaGargeres, it's Psukas HaGargeres. But the Krum Shal Moyach, this is the first time we're mentioning it. The Nikev Alev, it's the first time we're mentioning it. So we're not like being Mamshech for a aforementioned the previous discussion, and that's why it's mentioned here more as Nikev Krum Shal Moyach, Nikev Halev Lebeis Chaloloi. It's a very Pshat Tovedik Pshat, but this is what Kivega brings from the Teres Chaim. Stating that, there's another Mahalach. And this Mahalach is brought down in all the Rosh Hashivas, Svarim here, Masech Tzchulin, and they all attribute the Iker Mahalach to the Avni Nezer. And the Avni Nezer is in Yerideya, it's in Simen Chav Gimel Ayin Sham. But the Iker Mahalach is as follows. That is, if you remember, we learned a sugya together, a very important sugya for Perek Eilu Treifas. In Perek HaShoychet on Daf Lamed Beis Amar Aleph, it's Chazer Ovin. The Mishnah said, Shachat es HaVeshet uPasak es HaGargeres. In the event that the Shoychet shechted the Veshet, but he was Pasak HaGargeres. Oy Pasak HaGargeres, V'achakach Shachat HaVeshet. V'chulu v'chulu. Rabbi Sheva of Oymer, Rabbi Sheva says Nevelo. The halacha is this animal is going to be a Nevelo. Being that he didn't shech the Gargeres, he was Pasak HaGargeres, the animal's not a treifa even, that would have been a good thing. The animal's going to be a nevela. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says, Pasak HaGargeres is not a nevela, it's a treifa. Klal Amar Rabbi Sheva Mishum Rabbi Shua. And then Rabbi Sheva said a klal in the name of Rabbi Shua. Kol Shenifsala B'Shchitasa, nevela. Anytime the psul happens in the shchita, it's a nevela. Kol Sheshchitasa Karoi V'Dover Achagaramla. But if the issue is unrelated to the actual shechita, then it's going to be a treifa. And then the Mishnah concludes v'hoidele Rabbi Akiva, that even though Rabbi Akiva l'chatchila was chaylik with Rabbi Sheva, and he held that pasak hagargeres is a treifa, he came around and he was moida that really it's going to be a nevela. In other words, in the Mishnah there was a machloikis Rabbi Sheva and Rabbi Akiva, what would be if it was nifsak hagargeres? Is this animal right now, you did a good shechita on the vesh, it was nifsak hagargeres, is it a treif or is it a nevela? It was a machloikis Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Sheva. Rabbi Akiva said treif, Rabbi Sheva said nevela. But then Rabbi Akiva came around to Rabbi Sheva, v'hoidele, and he said, I agree with you, it's not going to be a treif, but rather it's going to be a nevela. Freit gemara kasha, shachat es haveshet v'chul v'hoidele Rabbi Akiva, v'remini. The first Mishnah, elu treifas v'behemo, nekuvas haveshet, upsukas hagargeres. And what do you see from there? That psukas hagargeres is not a nevela, it's a treifa. And l'maskonas ha-mishnah, that Sai Rabbi Sheva and Sai Rabbi Akiva both hold that psukas hagargeres is a nevela, v'ushtimtas mit ha-mishnah. And the Gemara gave a few terutzim, but at the end, two remained standing. One teres the Gemara said was, is Enochinami. Enochinami. Psukas hagargeres is not a treif. Psukas hagargeres is an avela. Either Mishnah says, Elu treif is bebehemo, and it says, Psukas hagargeres, you have to do an edit on the Mishnah. Not Elu treifois, Elu asurois. Yesh mehem treifois, yesh mehem nevelois. And Psukas hagargeres is really going to be an avela, and the rest are going to be a treif. Incidentally, Rashi speaks out that it's not only Psukas hagargeres that's going to be an avela, but Nekuvas haveshet also, because Zil basataima. What was the klal Omer Rabbi Yeshevov? Rabbi Yeshevov said that Kol shenifsla bishchitas an avela. So mali if it's in the gargeres, mali if it's in the veshet. They're the two simonim where the shchita goes down, and as a result, that's why in either case it's going to be an avela. But the bottom line is enchinami. When the Mishnah says Elu Treifas, in the first teretz of the Gemara, it's not Elu Treifas, it's Elu Asurais. Yesh Mehem, some of them are going to be Aser Mishum Treifa, and Yesh Mehem Mishum Nevela. Which two are Nevela? It's Nekuvas HaVeshet, and it's Psukas HaGargeres. The Gemara said another teretz. The other teretz the Gemara said was that it could be the Mishnah is going coin to Rabbi Akiva before he was Hoydeloy the Rabbi Sheifov. U'mishnah loizazam im kaima. Meaning, Rabbi Akiva, l'chatchilo, took on Rabbi Yeshnefov, and he held that Psukas HaGargeres is really a treifa. And if that's the case, Nekuvas HaVeshet would also be a treifa. And that's the Mishnah Neilu Treifas. But Enochinami, Lefi HaMaskona, Lefi HaEmes, that Hoidele Rabbi Akiva to Rabbi Yeshnefov, it comes out, it's not going to be a treifa. It's Enochinami, it's going to be an Avela. And this Mishnah is almost wrong, so to speak. U'mishnah loizazam im kaima, abezokta avnei nezer. According to the first teretz of the Gemara, what emerges is a fundamental difference between Nekuvas HaVeshet uPsukas HaGargeres versus all the other treifas. Nekuvas HaVeshet uPsukas HaGargeres, there it's not treifa, it's nevela. As opposed to the other treifas, those are treifas. Aye, what do you mean? The Mishnah says Elu treifas. Yeah, that's the way we have it. But you have to do the editoru. And you have to know it's not Elu treifas, it's Elu asurois. Yesh mehem treifas, yesh mehem nevelos. And really what the Mishnah is saying like this. Elu asurois bebehemo, yesh mehem nevelos. What's the nevelo? Nekuvas haveshet upsukas hagargeres. And yesh mehem treifas. Which are the treifas? That's the second list. Zokta avni nezer. Lefise. If you understand that the Vesher and the Gargaris' place in the Mishnah is fundamentally different than everything else, I could tell you maybe a Meir de Galumdis, and maybe that would explain the diktuk the Reb Kivega brings from the Teiris Chaim. Why isn't that by the Vesher and the Gargaris, it's Nekuvas HaVesher, the Pesukas HaGargaris, and when it came to all the other Trefes, it's Nikev, it's Nishbira, it's Nitel, it's Nikra. Why are we talking so differently? Zok the Avnei Neser. The Gemara says later, and Daf Nun Ches, a Gemara that we are going to very much learn together. What would be if you have an animal that's a trefa, and this animal that's a trefa gives birth to a Vlad? It gives birth to a child. What's the halacha? Is the child going to be a trefa, or is the child not going to be a trefa? Says the Gemara, in the event that the trefa happened while the animal was a mi'uberes, so then the halach is the child is going to be like the mother and the child is going to be a trefa. If the animal becomes a trefa first and then afterwards it gives birth to the child, the animal is not going to be a trefa. It's a little counterintuitive. If the animal becomes a trefa while it's mi'uberes, then the halach is the child is going to be a trefa. If the animal was a trefa and then afterwards gave birth to the child, so the mother's a trefa and conceives the child after it became a trefa and then gives birth to the child, so then the halach is that this child is not going to be a trefa. What's Pash Pshan in this Gemara? If you learn the Gemara, which we'll do, Beis Hashem, in a few days, the Gemara makes a Tolling as Ev as Egoyim, but at the end of the day, this is a Gemara that if you sit down and you learn properly, it's very unclear. And the reason it's very unclear is because we know the halach is Ubi Yerechimoy. So if you have a mother that's a Muberes, how could the child not be a Muberes? In every Sugi and Chas, if the mother is, right, if they have a mother that's a trefa, not a Muberes, then how can it be that the child is not going to be a trefa? In the sugyas of an animal that shtoises, in all the kachem the sugyas, right, a roiv and an irva. So we know there's halacha of ubi yarechimoy, and whatever the status of the mother is, that's always going to be the status of the child. So how you talking, what's pashup shat, that when it comes to this halacha here, it's not the way it is. In the Rosh Hashiva digas svarim, they bring that mipi ashmua, somebody came and asked Reb Chaim Briska, pashup shat, if ubi's yarechimoy, why is it Reb Chaim? Mayreinu, why is it that if an animal's a trefa and now gives birth to a child, why don't we look at the Uber as being a trefa? V'shasik Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim didn't say a teretz. Zok Davni Nezer, I'm going to tell you what I think the vart is. The vart is, what is the sibas ha-ister of trefa? Now, Mal, you learn the sibas ha-ister is, like we set up this whole ha-ara. It's the fact that trefa is a nechaya, it's an amatzav of mesukenes, it's one madrega removed from death, and because of that, it's not nevela, but it's the next best thing. It's not as chomer as nevela, it's not a tamer b'masa, but at the same time, it's on the spectrum, and it's for that reason it's going to be aser. Said the Avni Nezer, it's muchach from this Gemara, that's not the sibas ha-ister of trefa. The sibas ha-isra of trefa is not its matziv. It's not the fact that it's some sickly animal. That's not the sibas ha-isra. The sibas ha-isra is, this is mechodeshtek, but the sibas ha-isra is that when an animal develops an ailment, it gets that puncture, something tears, when something happens to it, that is the sibas ha-isra. That is the heftza of the sibas ha-isra. And because that is the heftza of the sibas ha-isra, the sibas ha-isra is not the matziv of being a trefa. The sibas ha-isra is when that uvda, that episode, that event took place, said the Avnei Nezer, that's the beer in the Gemara. The beer in the Gemara is, if the animal was a muberes when it became a trefa, so then the animal was part of the mother when the sibas ha-isra came to life. So being that it was part of the animal when the sibas ha-isra came to life, so it was chal on the mother, it was chal on the uber as well. If, however, Zok Avnei Nezer, the sibas ha-isra is not it being in a state where right now it has this issue, but rather the side of it is that it's when the issue took place that created the Isser, and that is the Sibas Isser. Well, if that's the case, if the animal became a trefa before it was a Muberes, now when it became a Muberes, the Sibas Isser is not here anymore. So it doesn't pass to say anymore Ubi Yerechimoy. Ubi Yerechimoy would mean, that would mean the Mama right now has the Sibas Isser, so how could it be that the Uber is not going to have the Sibas Isser? It's true, the Mama is Osser, but the Vlad, once it's born at that point, there's no reason to assume it's Osser. If the Sibas Isser was Kayim when the Uber was Yerechimoy, so then you would say Uber Yerechimai on the Sibas Isser. But being that the Sibas Isser is not Kaim, it's for that reason it's not going to be okay. This is 100% counterintuitive, right? Normal, you learn that the Nikev, the Nitel, the Nikra, the Nishbara is a Hechatimtza, It's the emtsoi to get to a point where right now this animal's got a problem. And when the animal's got a problem, there's a sibas to iser, and that's when it's going to be aser. The Amnineza said it's just the opposite. It's just the opposite. The fact that it's got a problem is just a way of touching up that what happened was something that's very profound. Profound enough to make it aser. But the sibas ha'iser is the nikev. It's the nitel. It's the nishbara. Again, I don't think anybody logically at Muscharishan would see it this way. But said the Avni Nezer, that's muchach from that gemara and dafnun ches. And that's what's going on over here. Zok Avni Nezer, if that's the case, yesh loymar, that's pshat in the Mishnah. Because that's poshet. That's Pashat. That even if you want to tell me, Ray, that the Sibas HaIsser, as it relates to Trefus, is the Nikev, it's the Nitel. But the Sibas HaIsser of Nevela is the fact that you have a dead animal over here. Right? That's for sure what the Sibas HaIsser is. That goes without say. When it comes to the Trefa, the Sibas HaIsser is, the Sibas HaIsser is the Nikev. It's the Nitel. It's the Nishbara. It's the Nikra. When it comes to an Nevela, it's the fact that you have an Nevela. That's what you have over here. So Zok Tavni when the Mishnah was talking about all the treifas, right? Yesh mehen treifas, nikiv krum shal moyach, nikiv alev. Over there, we're talking about the act of when the nikiv took place. It was nishbara. It's nikra. That's what makes the iser. The Mishnah is mentioning the sibas ha'iser. But nekuvas haveshet upsugas agargeres, over there, we're not discussing over there treifa. We're discussing over there nevela. Yesh mehen nevela, the yesh mehen treifa, like the Gemara said on Daf Lamed Beis over there. And over there, we're handling the two that are nevela. What does it mean, the nevela? You killed the animal, and right now, you killed it in a matzav when it was nekuvas haveshet upsugas agargeres. When the vesha was nikev, it didn't become a nevela yet. It did. You know when you shechted, it's going to be an avela. But until you shecht it, it's not an avela. So when it comes to nekuvas nevesh, b'sukas agargeres, there you need already the shechita. So they were saying there was a shechita that was done, or the animal died, when it was nekuvas avesh, b'sukas agargeres. Nikev avesh, that didn't make it into an avela. I don't know about treifa. We're handling nevela. This is the nevela portion of the Mishnah. Zok the Gemara and Daf Lamed Beis on the base. And as it relates to the nevela, it has to be dead. It has to be dead with the nekuvas haveshet of Sukkos HaGageres. And that's why we're mentioning nekuvas haveshet of Sukkos HaGageres. As it relates to the treifas, there the sibas ha'iser is the fact that it became a treifa. That is the nikev, it's the nitel, it's the nishbara. It's for that reason we look at it in that way. The emes is, if you take a look at the Maram Shif, on the Mishnah in the beginning of Perek Elu Treifas, says the Maram Shif, the Mishnah, Nikivas Haveshet Upsukas Agargeres, Havalei Lameima Nikev Haveshet, Nifsak Agargeres, Kamay Nikev Krum Vechulu, Nifsak Achot. Ulai shina beloshin hani tarti de nishtanu bedin mishum de nevelahein ayin le'il daflamid beiz on the beiz. So Ram Shif, the Kitzur L'Shoinoi said this Nakuda. Ram Shif lived hundreds and hundreds of years ago. So the Kitzur L'Shoinoi, he said this Nakuda. He didn't explain it, and it could be there's more balabatisha beer in the Ram Shif. First things first, just to be machalic. But the bottom line is that obviously this Avnei Nezer would be a little bit of a beer in the Ram Shif. It's a chiddush, right? The Chazanish, in that piece, in Simon Yud Dalet, he says the same thing. The Chazanish says it's muchach from the sugis of Treifas, that the sibas ha'iser of Treifas is the fact that the whole came, the fact that it was nitel, the fact that it was nikra, the maisa nikev, that's what makes the animal a treifa. It has to be a zasar maisa nikev where lamandam a treifa in a chaya won't be able to live yud beis chodesh, etc., etc. But it's the maisa nikev, that is the sibas ha'iser, that's what goes ahead, and that's what makes this whole thing happen. So the Chazanish, lefizetz, mami yushev, the sitas ha'rashba. The Rashba said in the Teres Abayas that if you have a treifa and the treifa has a refuah shalema, so the halach is we still view it as a treifa. And at first glance, it's tamua. The sibas ha'iser is no longer there. Incorrect. The sibas ha'iser is there. The sibas ha'iser was never the fact that right this second at the time that you're shechting the animal. The sibas ha'iser was there was a nikev alev. There was a nikev amayach. That is this case, whether it had a refu or didn't have a refu. If the sibas ha'iser is that it's ein chaya, so then you're right. Now it's chaya. Why should there be a problem? If the sibas ha'iser is that there was a nikev, a zasor nikev that creates an ein chaya, very nice he had a refu. The Eibishot Geholfen. And really, all chaylim should have a refuah. Avada, that's what we always daven for. And the Eibishter does. The Eibishter is a roi for chaylim. But the fact that the Eibishter was roi for chaylim doesn't negate the fact that that ailment was there. And if the ailment, the nikev, was the sibas or iser, that's why the halacha is it's going to remain treif. The bottom line is, again, I'm a chudishtig away. I'm looking at the Issa Trefa, but it's Mavu in the G'dayli Achroinim, from the Avni Nezer to the Chazanish, maybe even the Maram Shif. This distinction, and it's Pashit, that's all true as it relates to Trefa. As it relates to Nevela, it's Pashit. The Sibasa Isser is not the Maisa Misa, right? There, the Sibasa Isser is the fact that you have a dead animal. But either way, again, some basic yeshivish raid as it relates to Trefa, and we're going to stop here.